Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And maybe that's you.
How lovely for all of you that I'm on the air here on the Good Day program.
You know, I was just thinking how lovely it was.
Yes, it is. It's lovely to have the talent of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen on the air with me, moving our way through the issues of the day. The story from Fig's Restaurant in the Fairmont Hotel. Ever been in there, Jen in Santa Monica?
Don't think so, no.
No, it's good to... It's a Fig restaurant, more common here in Massachusetts than out in California. There are four or five of them in the greater Boston area, but the fellow has
a
connection.
Is this a chain?
Not really a chain, but what this fellow had, he had connections at Santa Monica, so decided to build a restaurant there or have a restaurant, and it's at the Fairmont, which is on Ocean Avenue.
Sure.
And so this is a situation that women find themselves in way too often. A lady who is at a bar with a fellow, and she goes to the bathroom, he slips her a Mickey. And then the girls...
Hi, baby, I'm Bill Cosby. You want to come
well,
here?
Well, that's sort of the story that I'm thinking about. If you hear the story, these three girls who were watching the whole thing told the girl when she came back from the bathroom that her date had put something in her drink, so she didn't drink anything. But this guy had been, these people have been friends for a year and a half.
You do have to, I mean, it's so sad that that's a reality now. I mean, do you know, Doug, that they actually even have nail polish that you can paint on your fingernails and you can dip a finger in your drink? And if the nail polish turns a certain color, you can tell if you were roofied or not?
You're kidding. I mean, that far? My God.
It's that bad, I guess.
That's insane. I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So anyway, these three girls did this young lady a favor. It does show. I'm very naive when it comes to stuff like this. I hear these stories. It sounds like a television script or a movie or something like that.
Right.
But the fact that it happens, it's started a national debate, a dialogue, discussion, if you will, about date rape. There's a lot of it on social media, Facebook and Twitter. I don't know what comments are, if they're comments. I mean, I think you tell a story like that, and it pretty much is, it is a good story in that it ended well for this girl. And so the police are going to, you know, bring this guy, rake him over the coals, do whatever they do after they test what was in the wine glass. But still,
but if that's true, if they were friends, I mean, the sad part there is that that's your friend. I mean, you might expect that kind of behavior if you're out in a bar and partying it up and you're just meeting new people. But
right.
That's strange. Wow.
Yeah. You may hear a little barking in the background. That's Millie.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you installed the new one of those doorbells with the fake dog barking in the back.
No, not a fake dog
intruders.
In the back. No, I put Millie is Meredith's at a horse show. So Millie's here with me for a couple of days. And Millie is very eager to get out and about. Now, this picture sort of, I think you said, Victoria, that we have posted on Facebook or Twitter a picture of the backyard of the pasture sort
yes.
of area. And so Millie is a Staffordshire, and they're hunters. And so when she's here, she will take off, and she is a lightning run. I mean, this dog can run faster than any, like a greyhound on a track. And she will take off after stuff. She'll see a rabbit or a squirrel or something, and she'll almost stand up on her hind legs, look around, and then take off like a rabbit. And she'll come. Now she's coming back. But she bothers me because she could go out and there's 800 acres of woods and stuff behind the pasture that you see in the picture. So she could go out and, you know, she's now getting used to it and she's coming back. But it still is troubling because I'm a lot closer to the road here than I was in the other farm. You can never get to the road from the other farm, but this one is much closer. So I'm a little concerned. So I put her out on a run. And so she's out looking at the stuff that she can't get at. And so I have the window open so you can hear on the back side of that. And so here we are, the real story of real times on the real farm. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
There she is. Millie, our new co-host.
Thank you, Millie. So Ben Carson has been making the rounds this weekend. He was interviewed and has taken a stand against a third-party candidate. Actually, I'm trying to figure out whether he's talking about a fourth-party candidate, because we already have a third-party candidate, these two libertarians, Bill Weld and Gary Nolan.
Somehow they get ignored, though. Like, well, even though there is a third party, they get ignored.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to this time around. I think they're going to resonate. We've talked about them a lot more here than has been the case with other, and I was going to use incredible, but perhaps non-credible is better phraseology, because most of the people that have run as third-party candidates in the last however many years have been nonsensical. They've been nuisance candidates who really didn't have anything to bring to the ticket. But these two guys do, especially Weld. But Gary Nolan has a good reputation as well.
Johnson.
I keep saying Nolan.
I don't know who Gary Nolan is.
There was a Gary Nolan. No, here's who Gary Nolan was. Gary Nolan was a radio talk show host who ran as an independent presidential candidate about, if you look up, maybe 16 years ago, 20 years ago. So I say that because I remember him. I knew him. I worked with him. And so when I think of Johnson, I keep saying Nolan. So thank you for correcting me. So anyway, Carson says, let's make sure that Trump wins, and he thinks that we ought not have a third party. But I'm trying to figure out whether he thinks somebody else is going to run in addition to the two libertarians.
I think the idea would be someone either on the right, like Mitt Romney, or someone on the left, like a Bernie Sanders.
Right. So does that really screw things up, or does it make it more interesting? Which do you feel happens under the circumstance? If that happens...
Can it happen, but can it both be my answer?
Both?
Because it could be interesting and still screw things up.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you define screwing things up.
Right.
I think under the circumstances, everything is so screwed up, it needs to be double screw or unscrewed up. And maybe the way to do it is to create a dialogue. But does all of this, as Carson suggests, and he's not the first one to do this, if you put a couple of these people in, they're bound to be from the right. Is that going to take away from Trump and therefore assure that
Hillary Clinton?
Unless
they're Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, that's a real threat. Sorry.
Yeah, in this particular interview, he was talking about the idea that Gary Johnson and Bill Weld are a third party, and then there was an additional conversation that Mitt Romney was having with someone else about having somebody else jump in.
A third party. You know, the Libertarians, I mean, they got some attention this past weekend because it was their convention, and so officially Gary Johnson was the nominee, and, you know, but they are not given the same opportunities to debate. I think you would actually see more people go to the libertarian camp.
The news media is biased. You know that, Jennifer. The news media is completely biased. Oh, I know.
What?
It's a shock. Shocking, isn't it?
Come on.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. The news media.
In this case, yes. The news media, Kmart shoppers.
All right.
In this case, they have a chance, right, to make it to the national debate.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
having a third voice in there.
I think most of us, although I won't speak for Jennifer because I think she'd vote for Trump under the circumstances.
Oh,
I could be convinced to vote for Weld because I'm not voting for Gary Johnson.
I would vote for Trump.
Well, if it looks
Let's
like...
Let's not even pretend.
I'm not pretending. I have great regard for Weld.
I'm sure.
I think he did a superb job as governor of Massachusetts at a time when the Democrats were screwing the state up to a fairly well, and that's why he won. And got a lot of things changed. He became great friends with Bill Clinton because Clinton saw what he was doing in Massachusetts, stole every idea that he had, but was with Weld's cooperation, starting with the welfare reform package. And then there were four or five other initiatives that were packaged up by Weld, explained to Clinton how it worked. And Clinton went to work and got them all passed. And by the way, interesting how the trail goes. The brains behind some of this stuff was Newt Gingrich. Gingrich was doing things, well saw what he was doing. They took the ideas that Gingrich had, got them passed in Massachusetts, then taught Clinton how to take what happened in Massachusetts, how you get the ideas passed, how you get them through, and in this case, a democratically controlled legislative process. And that's what Clinton needed. He needed to figure out how to get these things acceptable to both sides, whereas the Gingrich plans never were acceptable to both sides. They were just good ideas. But you have to deal with the political reality. So now the political reality is that we have two, three, four maybe viable candidates and campaigns. We're not geared up for it because our news media is so biased. But in a mature world, in the New World Order, you'd like to think that we could do things here like most other progressive democracies do. We aren't a democracy anyway. We're a republic. But if we were a real progressive democracy, then we'd be able to encourage, like the Germans do, the English do, French do, most of the European countries. Look at the Italians. Good God, they have 12 parties or something there. They're nuts. But they, it's chaos all the time, so there's too many people running. But the other side of it is that with more candidates, it takes less time. The election cycle, for example, in England, I think, is 8 months. And in some cases, if they call for an election, it's 8 weeks. So same thing, I think, in Canada. Most civilized countries don't have this crazy stuff that we have for 4 years. I mean, once somebody gets elected in November, the next day, okay, who's going to be president 4 years from now?
Right.
That kind of nonsense. Yeah.
Doesn't Canada have a system where everyone gets the same amount of money for fundraising and then everyone's got a finite amount of time? I have a Canadian friend who was explaining how they do it up there, and I said, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I believe that is the way it works. Yeah, well, a lot of sense.
Which would be really nice.
That make any sense. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever noticed that successful people tend to succeed again and again, while others fail over and over? What's the difference?
The Dean of Personal Development, Earl Nightingale, has the answer. The difference is goals.
So try this. Set an activity goal for the week ahead. It should be meaningful and something you will commit to doing.
Let's say you want to get fit and know you need to exercise. Commit to going for a walk 2 times this week.
Then do it for 4 weeks. Then it will be a habit.
After that, you can up the ante, walk longer, faster, or more frequently. But the two keys are to get started and make it a habit.
Goal setting and getting is a habit that leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Straight from the 48 Hours Playbook, Crow and Gosling aren't Nolte and Murphy, but the nice guys are still good. I mean,
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this?
John, I'm from Marshalltown, Iowa.
John should know a little about Sturgis after all.
My 34th year, more crowded.
Crazy days.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging. But me!
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes. Iowa John on the old Sturgis.
That was nice. In the first year, there was 33,000 people here. You didn't have to put up with the crowds. You know, it wasn't a mess. Things were cheaper. Town was friendlier. Things weren't as high priced. The cops were a lot more lenient. The good old days, as they say. Camping down in the city park. Free shows, you know.
Gunfight.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990. Banditos, outlaws, angels. That's not the good old days.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on Tuesday.